Hello, this is Electric.
Yes, hi Julia, it's Tina from Local Splash. I was following up regarding the account and the past due balance. Also, to let you know that they will be deactivating your website soon, ZeusElectricalContractor.com. So we weren't sure if there's a problem with the card that we have on file or...
You know what, they did change. What is the fee?
Let me just go back here. I was looking at a different screen. So it's $249, and we have a Visa ending in 3692. That's the one that we're having trouble with.
Yeah, no, that's no longer it. We should be getting we're finishing up a job, and we should be getting paid within 2 weeks. If you guys can wait, we'd gladly go ahead and continue with the services. But we won't have the funding until within 2 weeks.
Okay. So, this is saying that also that the card's no good. I think it might have changed. So what we could do is, you know, once you finish that job, we could put the new card number in, or we could put the new card number in now and just set the invoice out for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. So let's do that. So let's just see. And then, of course, if you get it sooner, you can call me. But if not, that way it'll just stay active. So for the new card, is it still the 1417 Tula Court for the billing address?
Yes, ma'am.
Excellent. Okay. So then I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
Yes, ma'am. It's 4034.
Okay.
9100.
Got it.
7214.
Okay.
7301.
Okay. Expiration?
It expires on 428.
428. And then the code?
Hold on. It's because I'm doing this by memory because my husband has the card.
Oh, good for you.
Hold on. I think I might have a picture of it. Just give me
no problem.
That's too many numbers for me to remember. And you know what? And let me see. Just give me a second. Let me see. I should have a. And of course, you have 1,000 pictures, so.
While you're doing that, I'm setting the billing out 2 weeks, which 2 weeks from today is July 9th. Okay?
Okay.
So if it happens to, you know, pan out sooner, that's great. If not, I'm changing this one to July 9th. And then once that processes, I will also set the next billing out 30 days, so you would be paid in full until August 9th. So if you got a prior notification about another charge, you know, being due on July 16th, then just disregard that because I'm going to change the billing to the 9th by pushing it out, okay?
Okay. Yeah, that way you can give us some time.
Yeah, and that way you guys get another full month of service, too. I wouldn't want you to pay on the 9th and then pay again on the 16th. You know, that doesn't make sense.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, most definitely. Thank you for that.
Sure, of course, Julia, no problem.
Just give me a sec. When I don't have it, but I know that I... Oh, Lord. And of course, I do have it, but just the front.
Oh, no. Oh, funny. You know what someone did once, and I don't know how they did it, but they couldn't find their code, and they were doing it by memory, just like you. And then they said, I think he logged on to either his Apple Pay or his Amazon account, and he found the card on there, and it had the info. So I don't know if you have it stored anywhere. But I was surprised. I was like, wow, that's really thinking outside of the box, you know. He said, hold on, let me try
it. Let me just give me a second.
Sure.
Okay. So on my wallet, no, it won't. It doesn't show the expiration date. Let me see on my Amazon. Let me see.
I know, I was curious now too that I told you that. I'm looking at my Apple Wallet and it's the same thing. It just shows the last four digits of the card. It doesn't even show the whole card number.
Uh-huh. Just give me a second. And... how can I do it? Let me see. And then logging into the online banking, that's not going to... I don't think it'll show the back of the card either.
Well, worst case scenario is, you know, since it's not going to process till July 9th, you could always call me later or reply to, I could send you like a text and you could reply to it and just send the 3-digit code because I already have everything else stored. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we could do that if you can't find it because I don't know how Amazon works or how, like, he did that, but it was interesting because I was surprised that he was able to do that.
Right? Yeah, because I have Amazon and I have it here, but I wonder how he did it.
I know, I'm looking under mine, too. I went under account, and then I'm trying to look if there's, like, payments or something. Let's see here. Maybe if I did.
Like, is it going to order something? Let me see.
That's what I was going to, I just put something random in my basket and I'm going to check out and see because that's where it'll tell me, like, do you want to use this card or that card? Okay, change payment method. There's a button there. And I just want to see if it has the whole thing or, oh, that is weird. It's the same way. It has the card numbers, but it just shows the, I don't know how that guy did that. That is the weirdest thing. I should call him back and ask him how he did it because that is,
yeah, right, like show us how to
yeah, it's
show
so
us how
weird
you did
because
that.
On here, yeah, there are, I have a bunch of cards stored, but it just shows the card and the last four numbers. It doesn't show anything else.
Yeah.
Unless there's another button where, you know, you can go in and update a card and maybe we're just not like seeing it. But
yeah,
I think we'll
no
just go back to the other plan. I'll send you a text and I'll put like, please reply to this text. And then when you get the code, you can send it. And then I'll just update it for you then. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then
can
that
I have your
way.
Name once again?
Yeah. My name again is Tina and my extension is 777.
Tina.
I'll put that in the text too. So that way, if you prefer to call me, you can as well. Okay.
Okay. Great. Thank
All right.
you very
Thank
much,
you.
Tina.
All right. You're welcome. Have a great day.
You
Thank
too.
You.
Bye-bye.